Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saras.
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So both of these works are actually very small.
The rendu puthagame romba chinna puthagangal.
How many pages?
31
pages or something. So people don't like reading. These are not very strenuous works. Raghavarma Chandrika is about Raghunuga Bhakti. It's written by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. It's not in verse, it's just in a prose. And it was written many hundreds of years after Nectar Devotion was written by Rupa Goswami. So in Nectar Devotion, Rupa Goswami describes Sarada Bhakti Bhava
Bhakti Rasamrita Sandhala Rupa Goswami Prabhupada Rundu Sadhana Bhakti Bhava Bhakti Prema Bhakti Patri Vilakkam Kodukkara.
So the first part out of four parts is concerning bhakti in general, and then sadhana, and then bhava and prema. And the other three that is, we get rasa, and we get primary rasas and secondary rasas. So within the first part, that is called the eastern section, there's one section called sadhana bhakti.
In the modal pagudi, kilakku pagudin solapadrathu, adhula oru pagudi enna appadinaaka sadhana bhakti patti solapadrathu.
And that sadhana bhakti has two types.
And the sadhana bhakti vandu rendu vagai padudhu.
One is called vaidhi bhakti and one is called raganuga bhakti.
Onnu vandu vaidhi bhakti, innonnu raganuga bhakti.
And one can do either of them.
Orthar vandu indha rendula edunalum seiyalam.
And by either of the processes, one can get to bhava and get to prema. The first part, the first very first part of it, deals with the definition of pure bhakti. And the characteristics of bhakti. So actually Bhaktivinoda Thakur in this Bhakti Tattva Viveka, he actually is explaining that first section on general definition of pure bhakti and the six qualities of bhakti.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur avarude puthagathula indha mudal pagudhi patri adhaavadhu poduvana bhakti patri varaiyare appo sudha bhakti thooya bhakti nude varaiyare patri vilakkam kodukkirar.
And this Raghavarma Chandrika is an expansion of the Raganuga part of the sadhana bhakti in the second section.
In the Raghavarma Chandrika abhinavadhu in the mudal pagudhiyude irandam bhagam adhaavadhu raganuga bhakti sadhana bhakti or raganuga bhakti patri vivaram solamudiyadha irukkirathu.
So he talks about both types of bhakti. So vaidhi bhakti means the impetus for doing the bhakti, like hearing and chanting, is scriptures tell us to do it, therefore we do it.
இந்த வைதி சாதன பக்தி அப்படிங்கிறதுல நாம இந்த பக்தியை பண்றதுக்குண்டான ஒரு தூண்டுதல் என்ன அப்படின்னு பாத்தீங்க அப்படின்னா சாஸ்திரங்கள் இதெல்லாம் செய்யணும்னு சொல்லப்பட்டிருக்கு அதனால செய்வோம் அதுதான்.
For instance, why do you chant Hare Krishna?
உதாரணத்துக்கு நீங்க ஏன் ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஜெபம் பண்றீங்க?
What's the reason?
என்ன காரணம்?
What happened? Why? Why? Why?
ஏன்?
Somebody told you to do it, that's why, isn't it? And of course, it's based on scripture. So the impetus for chanting 16 rounds of Hare Krishna is based on, you know, Vaidhi, it's scriptural. Why do you go to Bhagavatam class every day? because someone told you to do it.
Huh?
And this is also based on scripture. One of the angas of bhakti, important angas, is shravana, to hear the Bhagavatam. So when prominently we do the activities of bhakti because scripture tells us to do it, it's called Vaidhi Bhakti.
Now,
but when greed or loba is the impetus for doing the bhakti, it is called Raganuga. So of course he actually defines what is that greed also. So we have this impetus to do bhakti, we have some great desire to do bhakti. And if it's motivated by greed, then we're qualified for Raganuga Bhakti. So, what is this greed? So this is also defined. Appearance is indicated when the intelligence does not depend on the rules of scripture and logic. So desire to attain that type of bhava is his impetus for doing the bhakti. It does not depend on scripture or logic. So we can't go to scripture and then suddenly get greed. It doesn't arise simply from scripture. It is some spontaneous feeling and desire for attaining that type of mood. And usually it will arise because of hearing about Krishna. So, of course, apart from the hearing, there's another cause for the greed. And that is mercy. So we get mercy of the Lord. Mercy of the devotees. So if devotees have that attraction for Krishna and Vrindavan, then they can give that mercy to others. But that mercy may be ancient, that means previous lifetimes. So in some previous lifetime you met a Raganuga Bhakti and you developed that greed and that will manifest in this lifetime. Or it may be recent, that means in this lifetime you met some person with Raganuga and then you developed the He gave mercy and you developed the greed. So in this definition we understand that scripture and logic is not the cause of doing your devotion. But that doesn't mean that we reject scripture. So, if he wants to know how to attain the bhava of the people of Vrindavan, then he has to go to scripture.
நாம வந்து பிருந்தாவன மக்கள் எப்படிப்பட்ட பாவநிலை அடைந்திருக்காங்களோ அந்த பாவநிலை அடையணும் விருப்பப்பட்டோம் அப்படின்னாக்கா நாம அதுக்காக நம்ம சாஸ்திரங்களுக்கு தான் போய் ஆகணும்.
And to read the scripture carefully and get the correct meaning, he has to use logic.
நாம வந்து சாஸ்திரங்களை படிச்சு அதுல இருக்கக்கூடிய சரியான அர்த்தத்தை புரிஞ்சுக்கணும் அப்படின்னு சொன்னாக்கா அதுக்கு நாம இந்த நியாயம் அப்படிங்கறத உபயோகப்படுத்தி ஆகணும்.
So therefore we never reject scripture and logic.
அதனால நாம வந்து சாஸ்திரமும் இந்த நியாயத்தையும் வந்து நாம நிராகரிக்கிறது கிடையாது.
We get the mercy and then we develop this greed and then this we can increase the inclination by through guru
nama inda karma moolamaga namakku inda oru therasai kelikirathu adha nama vandu valathukolla mudiyum eppadi appadinaaka guruvinudaiya karunaiyala.
So he will give some scriptural teachings to show us how to develop our greed and attain raganuga and then go to bhava and prema.
Avar undu namakku sila shastrangalai karpittu adhula irundhu nama eppadi anda pelasai valathukondu bhava prema nilai adaiyiradendra solli kodukkar.
So it may not be one's guru, that is diksha guru, but it could be from some other person, other devotee who has touch taste.
Idhu vandu oruvarude diksha guru moolama mattum dhaan kadaikkum avasiyam illa, vera oru nabar moolama vera oru bhaktam moolama kuda namakku kadaikkalam.
Or it may not arise from either of those two, diksha guru or shiksha guru.
இது வந்து இவங்க ரெண்டு பேரும் கூட நமக்கு ஏற்படாம இருக்கும், அதாவது தீட்சா குரு இல்ல சிக்ஷா குரு.
It may arise internally, spontaneously.
அது நமக்குள்ளேயே தனிச்சையாக ஏற்படக்கூடியதாகவும் இருக்கலாம்.
So we have three methods, that's through the diksha guru, the shiksha guru, and then through internally.
மூன்று வழிமுறைகள் என்ன சொல்லப்பட்டிருக்கு, தீட்சா குரு மூலமா ஏற்படலாம், இல்லாட்டி சிக்ஷா குரு மூலமா ஏற்படலாம், இல்ல நமக்குள்ளேயே தனிச்சையாக அது தோன்றலாம்.
So what scripture we're talking about that will inspire us and help us to develop our bhava?
So shastrangala enna sollapattirukku adu eppadi nama andha bhava nilaiye valathukodrathukku udaviya irukkunnu paakalam.
So Vishnu Chakravarti says Srimad Bhagavatam.
Vishnu Chakravarti solrar idu vandu Srimad Bhagavatam paakalam adhi.
And then he also mentions Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Adoramathilama avar Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhuvai kurippidrar.
So both of these books are very important.
இந்த ரெண்டு கிரந்தமும் ரொம்ப முக்கியமானது.
And in fact we have class every day on Srimad Bhagavatam.
நம்ம இந்த எல்லா நாளும் Srimad Bhagavatam வகுப்பு இருக்குது.
So that is because it's instituted by Srila Prabhupada just to show that we're actually, you know, following scripture.
இது வந்து Srila Prabhupada நமக்கு ஏற்படுத்தப்பட்டது. இது வந்து சாஸ்திரங்களை பின்பற்றுவதன் அடிப்படையில் ஏற்படுத்தப்பட்டது.
And of course in the nectar of devotion Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there we have a description of how to perform raganuga bhakti.
Bhakti rasamrita sindhula nam eppadi raganuga bhakti pinpatruvathu abingiradhu solapattirukkirathu.
Okay, so the practice actually in all this Vishnu Chakravarti is quoting Rupa Goswami quite often.
Inga Vishnu Chakravarti kuda vandu Rupa Goswami da adigari quote paadu kudukkar.
So the practice actually is quite simple.
இந்த பயிற்சி அப்படிங்கிறது ரொம்ப எளிமையானது.
The only difference from Vaidhi Bhakti is that inspiration.
இந்த வைதி பக்தியில இருந்து எதுல வேறுபடுகிறது அப்படின்னாக்கா எது நம்மளை ஊக்கப்படுத்துகிறதோ அந்த விஷயம் தான் வேறுபடுகிறது.
And that kind of modifies what we do in our bhakti.
அது வந்து நாம செய்யற பக்தியை வந்து நமக்கு மாற்றி அமைக்கக்கூடியது.
So smaranam, remembrance, is the emphasized a lot in raganuga bhakti.
ஸ்மரணம் அதாவது நினைவில் கொள்வது அப்படிங்கிறது தான் இந்த ராமன பக்தியில ரொம்ப சொல்லப்படக்கூடிய ஒன்று.
Of course raga itself means this emotional spontaneous emotions actually part of our, we can say, our mental disposition.
இந்த ராகங்க அப்படிங்கிறது நம்மளுடைய மனோநிலையை பொறுத்து அமையக்கூடிய ஒன்று, அது நம்மளுடைய ஒரு மன உந்துதல் மூலமாக ஏற்படக்கூடிய ஒன்று.
So we cultivate that through the mind.
அது வந்து நம்முடைய மனதின் மூலமாக நம்ம வந்து வளர்த்து கொள்ள முடியும்.
So remembrance of course means remembering Krishna, remembering Vrindavan, remembering the great devotees of Vrindavan.
இங்க இந்த ஞாபகப்படுத்திக் கொள்வது அப்படிங்கிறது நாம கிருஷ்ணரை நினைவில் கொள்வது, விருந்தாவனத்தை நினைவில் கொள்வது, அல்லது உயர்ந்த பக்தர்களை நினைவில் கொள்வது.
And remembering the pastimes in Vrindavan.
மற்றும் விருந்தாவன லீலைகளை நினைவில் கொள்வது.
So raganuga bhakti means to follow after a resident of Vrindavan.
Raganuga bhakti abingirathu Vrindavana vasigalai pinpatrakoodiya oru bhakti abin solalam.
Those persons are called ragatmaka bhaktis, bhaktas.
அந்த பக்தர்கள் ராகாத்மிக பக்தர்கள்னு சொல்லப்படுறாங்க.
So raga nugam is to follow after those devotees.
அந்த மாதிரியான பக்தர்களை பின்பற்றுவது அப்படிங்கிறது தான் வந்து ராகாத்மிக பக்தின்னு சொல்லப்படுறது.
So one could follow after any of those devotees in Vrindavan.
வ்ருந்தாவனத்தில் இருக்கக்கூடிய எந்த பக்தர்களாலும் ஒருத்தர் பின்பற்றலாம்.
One could follow after Nanda or Yasoda. So we have Raghunuga Bhakti in the Vatsalya
mode.
We could follow Raghunuga Bhakti after the cowherd boys, the Sakya Rasa. So we'll choose a particular cowherd boy like Sudama or Sridama or Dhamma or whatever, and Vasudhamma, and then we'll follow after them.
Namanda Sudhamma, Sridhamma, Vasudhamma, Imariyana, Idai Chirurgala, Yarao Orthara Edutthinda, Aungala Pinpattrudha Adhingarudhe, Idu Raghavana Bhakti Sakhya Rasatthu.
Or even a servant, Dasya.
Illa Adhinaka Sevagandral, Adhu Dasya Rasatthu.
So we'll follow after one of the servants like Raktaka. Of course, most well known is the Madhurya Rasa. And we don't directly follow after the Sakis like Radha and Vishaka, but we follow after the Manjaris.
நாம நேரடியா இந்த சக்கிகள் அதாவது ராதை விசாகா இவங்களை நம்ம பின்பற்றுறதுக்கு முயற்சி செய்யறது கிடையாது. நாம வந்து மஞ்சரிகளை வந்து பின்பற்ற முயற்சி செய்யறோம்.
And that is because we follow after the Goswamis like Rupa Goswami.
ஏன்னாக்கா நாம வந்து கோஸ்வாமிகள் அதாவது ரூப கோஸ்வாமி மாதிரியான கோஸ்வாமிகளை பின்பற்றக்கூடிய காரணத்தினால அல்லாரி செய்யறோம்.
So that Raghunuga may take different forms because we're remembering different persons there in Vrindavan.
இந்த ராவண பக்தி பல விதமான ரூபங்களை
So in other words, we choose a particular rasa and then we choose a particular devotee in Vrindavan to follow. And another important one is, of course, living in Vrindavan. Of course, if we cannot live in Vrindavan, then it is said we could do so in the mind. We meditate on Vrindavan. So to practice Raghunuga, you don't have to go to Radhakund. You can stay anywhere and you meditate on Vrindavan in your mind. And as well as this, remembering and living in the Dham, hearing is very important. So we hear the activities of Krishna from Bhagavatam. So of course these are activities that one can also do in Vaidhi Bhakti. But here of course concentration is on Krishna in Vrindavan. And the impetus is that greed. Another difference from Vaidhi Bhakti is practicing in two bodies. So we practice in the physical body, that's called our sadhaka rupa. And with that body, we do the regular activities like hearing, chanting, remembering, whatever, and taking prasadam and worshipping the deity, etc.
இந்த உருவத்துல நாம என்ன பண்றோம் அப்படின்னாக்கா கேட்கறது, ஜபிக்கிறது, நினைவு கொள்றது, விக்கிரக ஆராதனை செய்யறது, பிரசாதம் சாப்பிடுறது, இதெல்லாம் நாம நம்மளுடைய தினசரி செயல்பாடுகளை செய்கிறோம்.
So in that physical body we follow the example of Rupa Goswami, whatever he did, like that we do.
இந்த ஸ்தூல சரீரத்துல நாம செய்யக்கூடிய செயல்களை வந்து ரூப கோஸ்வாமியை பின்பற்றி செய்கிறோம். அவர் என்ன மாதிரி எல்லாம் காரியங்கள் செய்யறதோ அதெல்லாம் நாமும் செய்யறோம்.
So the other is called the Siddha Rupa. This is our particular body that we're aspiring for. We're following after a particular devotee in Vrindavan, so we must have a body In other words, if you're in Vrindavan, you can't be like this. You have to have a cowherd form somehow. Yeah, you can't go around like we're walking around. So you have to have a form of a, if you're serving Krishna or you're serving Sudama or you're serving the Manjaris, then you have to have a particular suitable form for that.
So in the Siddha Rupa,
So this is the form that you aspire for in the spiritual world when you're serving there. So in that form, that it was done mentally, and then we begin to serve the gopis or the manjaris or the cowherd boys or whatever.
Where
does the Siddha Deha come from?
In the Siddha Deha,
So Rupa Goswami in Nectar Devotion doesn't mention how you get it.
Rupa Goswami in the Bhaktira Samhita Sundara, in the Siddha Deha, eppadi nama adayapadugirom abingiradha solala.
And Vishnu Chakravarti, several hundred years later, also doesn't mention how you get it. Of course, previously I said that you could develop your bhakti through the guru, the shiksha guru, the diksha guru, or internally. However, there's also a particular method by which you can develop the Siddha Deha or get the Siddha Deha. So this method was largely introduced by the devotees in Jagannath Puri. So we have Gopal Guru Goswami and Dhyan Chandra there who developed a whole system to get your Siddha Deha.
Gopal Guru Goswami Latina Dhyan Chandra
So one will get that Siddha Deha through a particular guru. Of course, it's only outlined for Manjaris. You go to the guru if you want Madhurya Bhava and Manjari Bhava, and then he will give you a particular form of a Manjari with a name and a particular color, their dress, their service, and their group. So 11 different things, items are there identifying that particular Manjari. So that is the method that was introduced and was largely practiced by the Goswamis in Bengal and even some of the Goswamis in Vrindavan later on and by the Babajis. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he criticized this a lot. Not because it's not authorized, because it's there, it's his bona fide method, but because people were misusing it. So they would just get one of these bodies from the guru, and then they think, okay, now I'm, you know, in the spiritual world kind of thing, like that. Whereas it's actually a practice.
இது வந்து ஒரு பயிற்சி தான். ஆனா என்ன நினைச்சுக்க ஆரம்பிச்சாங்க மக்கள் அப்படின்னாக்கா, ஒரு குருகுலத்துல இருந்து இந்த மாதிரியான ஒரு சித்த தேகத்தை பெற்றதுக்கு அப்புறம் அவங்க நினைச்சிருந்தாங்க, நான் வந்து ஆன்மீக உலகத்துக்கு போயிட்டேன் அப்படின்னு நினைச்சுக்கிறாங்க.
So as I said, Rupa Goswami and Vishwanath, they don't actually mention a particular method.
Rupa Goswami and Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakurum Sri oru kurippitta valimurai inda puthagathil irukkirathu.
So therefore it's not restricted that only you can only get that siddhadeya from those particular babajis or whoever like that. It doesn't mean that. It's also explained elsewhere that this method is only to quicken the process. Even if you don't meditate on your siddha deha, if you were to practice bhakti, you go to the spiritual world, what happens? You get a spiritual body anyway. And if you practice Vaidhi Bhakti and you worship Narayan, you go to Vaikuntha and you have four arms. And you don't have to meditate on it at all.
நீங்க வைகுண்டத்தில் பண்ணி வைகுண்டத்துக்கு போனீங்க அப்படின்னா அங்க என்ன கிடைக்கும் உங்களுக்கு, அங்க வந்து உங்களுக்கு நான்கு ரூபம் ஒன்று கிடைக்கும், அதுக்காக நீங்க தனியாக அதை தியானம் பண்ணணும்னு அவசியம் இல்லை.
So this is simply a method of like quickening the process and also cultivating your particular greed.
இது வந்து குறிப்பா எதுக்கு சொல்லப்பட்டிருக்கு அப்படின்னா, அந்த செயல்முறையை துரிதப்படுத்துவதற்காகவும் அந்த ஒரு குறிப்பிட்ட பேராசையை நம்ம பூர்த்தி செய்வதற்காகவும் இது சொல்லப்பட்டிருக்கிறது.
So while practicing Raghunuga, one does not reject the angas of Vaidhi, hearing, chanting, remembering, all these different angas, instruments, 64 angas. We don't reject them. Some we may emphasize more than others. We do those which are most favorable for us.
ஆனால் இந்த ராகவன பக்தியை பயிற்சி செய்யும் பொழுது நம்ம என்ன செய்ய மாட்டோம் அப்படின்னாக்கா, இந்த சாதன பக்தியினுடைய வைத்திய சாதன பக்தியினுடைய 64 அங்கங்களை நம்ம நிராகரிக்க மாட்டோம்.
So we also mentions that if one wants conjugal relationship, Madhurya Rasa, but we serve with Vaidhi Bhakti, we don't give up worship of the queens, then we go to Dwarka.
Now on the Vaidhi Sadhana Bhaktila Nama on the நம்மளுடைய மாதிரி ரசத்தை நாம வழிபட்டோம் அப்படின்னு சொன்னாக்க, அதாவது ராணிகளை வழிபடுறதை நம்ம கைவிடலாம் அப்படின்னு சொன்னாக்க, நம்ம எங்க போவோம்னா துவாரகைக்கு போவோம்.
So we're not meditating on siddha deha to do that also, but eventually we end up in a spiritual world and we in Dwarka we have a queen body.
நாம வந்து இதுக்கு ஒரு குறிப்பிட்ட siddha deha-த்துக்காக நம்ம தியானம் பண்றது அப்படிங்கிறது கிடையாது. நாம வந்து துவாரகைக்கு போய் அங்க இருக்கக்கூடிய ராணிகள் ஏதாவது ஒரு சரீரத்தை பெறுவோம்.
So he emphasizes the fact that we don't give up rules.
நாம இங்க என்ன முக்கியமா சொல்லப்பட்டிருக்கிறத பார்க்கணும் அப்படின்னா, நாம சட்டத்திட்டங்களை கைவிடுறோம் அப்படிங்கிறது இங்க சொல்லப்படலாம்.
So it's just the path of raga is service inspired by greed on the path of vaidhi. So we don't give up the rules, but it's the main impetus is greed.
So இந்த raga அப்படிங்கிறது என்ன சொல்லப்பட்டிருக்கு அப்படின்னாக்கா, நம்முடைய பக்தி பாதையில இந்த பேராசை அப்படிங்கிற உந்துதல் மூலமாக நாம இந்த வைதி பாதையில போயிட்டு இருக்கோம் அப்படிங்கறது சொல்லப்பட்டிருக்குங்கிற காரணத்தினால நாம இந்த சட்டத்திட்டங்களை கைவிடுறது கிடையாது.
And vaidhi bhakti means we do service to the Lord inspired by rules of scripture on the path of vaidhi.
நாம இந்த வைதி சாதன பக்தி அப்படிங்கிறது என்ன அப்படின்னாக்கா, நம்முடைய பக்தி பாதையில நாம சாஸ்திரங்களுடைய உந்துதலின் கொண்டு நாம பக்தி கொண்டு செய்கிறோம்.
And we do service without reference to any rules, then he says we get disaster.
நாம வந்து எந்த சட்டத்திட்டங்களும் இல்லாம நாம வந்து சர்வீஸ் செய்யறோம் சேவை செய்யறோம் அப்படின்னு சொன்னாக்கா, அது வந்து நமக்கு வந்து ஒரு பேர் அழிவுல கொண்டு போய் விடுவோம்.
Okay, in Nectar Devotion and Vaidhi Bhakti, Rupa Goswami mentions 64 angas.
பக்தி ரசாமிர்த சிந்தல ஸ்ரீ ரூப கோஸ்வாமி அவர்கள் வைதி சாதன பக்திக்கு 64 அங்கங்களை குறிப்பிட்டிருக்கிறார்.
And in, as I mentioned already, in Raghunuga, remembrance, smaranam is one of the main angas.
நான் ஏற்கனவே குறிப்பிட்டிருந்த காரணம், ராகவனுடைய பக்தியில இந்த ஸ்மரணம் நினைவில் கொள்வது அப்படிங்கிறது ஒரு முக்கியமான அங்கமாக கருதப்படுகிறது.
But then Vishnu Chakravarti says the smaranam ultimately is dependent on kirtan, so kirtan is also a major anga.
Vishnu Chakravarti சொல்றார், இந்த ஸ்மரணம் அப்படிங்கிறது நம்முடைய கீர்த்தனத்தை சார்ந்து இருக்கக்கூடியது, அதனால கீர்த்தனம் ரொம்ப முக்கியமானது அப்படின்னு
சொல்றாரு. So we can never neglect chanting of the holy name.
அதனால
நம்ம வந்து இந்த புனித நாமத்தை ஜபிக்கிறத நிராகரிக்க கூடாது. We see that Gopu Kumar in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he got a 10-syllable Diksha mantra of Krishna from his guru, and he chanted that, and through that he got elevated and went to Goloka, etc. So smaranam is important, and if that's concentrated, it's called dhyana or meditation. Hearing Bhagavatam is very important. And doing things like fasting on Ekadasi and Jamashtami are the austerities for a devotee. Also, they help. So even in Raganuga Bhakti, largely the devotee is following the major angas that are mentioned for Vaidhi Bhakti. So, Vishnu Chakravarti also has a little explanation of the sweetness of Vrindavan. Krishna in Vrindavan may manifest great powers. He kills demons, he lifts Govardhan Hill, etc. So, that's not the point. Whether he manifests powers or does not manifest powers, that's not so important. But when Krishna actually acts completely like a human being, that is what's called sweet. So in Vrindavan, Krishna manifested greatness such as lifting Govardhan Hill, and then people thought, oh, he may be Supreme Lord. But this display of power of Krishna did a strange thing. It increased their particular bhava for Krishna. If Krishna displays powers in Dwarka, it does not increase the bhava, it kind of reduces it. So in Vrindavan, when they see that power, they may say, okay, Krishna's maybe Supreme Lord, but they don't restrict their bhava because of great respect and veneration. So as I said, when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, previous to that, they weren't thinking of him as Supreme Lord. After that, then they were thinking, maybe he is Supreme Lord. And when Nanda Maharaj was kidnapped by Varuna's servants and then Krishna went down to get him, then Nanda saw that Varuna was worshipping Krishna. Huh? So when he came back, then he told all the cowherd people, yes, Krishna is worshipped like this. So then they all discussed and thought, yeah, maybe he's Supreme Lord. But after discussing and actually Krishna then showed them Vaikuntha or Goloka, etc., then they forgot about it completely. And they developed more love for Krishna as the son of Nanda.
அவங்க வந்து அதை விட மேல நந்த மகாராஜருடைய பையன் கிருஷ்ணர் அப்படின்னா அவங்களுக்கு அதிக அன்பு ஏற்பட்டது.
So that is the particular sweetness in Vrindavan.
அதுதான் விருந்தாவனத்தில் இருக்கக்கூடிய ஒரு குறிப்பிடப்பட்ட அந்த ஒரு இனிமை.
So then Vishnu Chakravarti also explains that what happens to Krishna? Is Krishna doing all these activities saying, well, actually I'm the Supreme Lord, I'm just pretending to be a human being? And he says, no, he is not pretending. If he were pretending, then he would be cheating everybody. So he explains, therefore, that in Vrindavan and even other places in the spiritual world, the devotees are affected by yoga maya, and that covers their knowledge. If the covering is not there, then the devotees cannot experience the pastimes. If they don't have this covering and they have all knowledge, so then they will know what happens in the pastime before it takes place. So yoga maya acts to cover all that up. And of course, we have the prakat pastimes. Simultaneously, the devotees are in the spiritual world with the uppercut pastimes. But they're not aware of both. How is that possible? Because the yoga maya acts, so they act separately. So similarly, prema, which is part of the chit shakti, covers Krishna's knowledge. And this way he gets great bliss. So when he's running away from Mother Yasoda, he's not thinking, actually, I'm Supreme Lord and she can't do anything with me. He doesn't think like that. He actually becomes frightened and he begins to cry. So this is part of prema. It covers up his knowledge and he acts like a small child. So prema is part of his surup shakti. So there's no fault for Krishna because he's covered by himself, this surup shakti. Okay. Krishna overcome by the prema of his devotees with the Vatsalya or Madhurya or Sakya or whatever, doesn't know he's Supreme Lord because of that covering. Then sometimes in Vrindavan, then by the Leela Shakti, then he manifests himself and he realizes, I am Supreme Lord. So this usually happens when demons approach, then he manifests great powers. So as I mentioned, according to the worship one gets a result. If we worship the queens of Dwarka, then we end up with the a form and as a queen in Dwarka.
Now,
what if we worship Radha Krishna with Vaidhi Bhakti? So we won't go to Dwarka because we're not worshipping Dwarka queens. So instead of going to Dwarka, we go to Aishwarya Goloka. Within Goloka, there's a portion which is like Mahavaikuntha. But Krishna's a cowherd boy. And Radha is also there. If we do Vaidhi Bhakti, then we go there and then we realize Krishna is a cowherd boy and Radha is a cowherd girl, but we also think of the Supreme Lord. He's Supreme Lord.
Now, on the Vaidhi Bhakti, a pin but wrong.
And if we worship Krishna according to Vaidhi and worship in Dwarka, then of course we end up as a queen in Dwarka. Okay. And of course, if we worship in Madhurya Bhava and Raga Marga, then we can attain even Parakya in, as an associate of Radha and Raja. So, the mode in which we worship or in which we do sadhana will determine the ultimate result. If we worship Narayan, we go to Vaikuntha. If we worship Krishna with Vaidhi and Dwarka, we go to Dwarka. If we worship Radha Krishna with Vaidhi, then we go to Aishwarya Goloka. And if we worship Radha Krishna in Ragunuga, then we enter into, we say Gokul. But we could also worship other forms and get other bhavas through Ragunuga, in other words, Vatsalya or Sakya or Dasya. So in the last section, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains the stages. Now of course, he mentions that one could start Ragunuga, any stage of bhakti after faith. The main qualification is the greed. If it arises with faith, then you could practice at that time. But one will go through the stages as in Vaidhi Bhakti, Anarjana, Vritti, Nishta, Ruchi, Asakti, and then Bhava, and then Prema.
So ida unde anatta nivritti nishta ruchi aasakti inda nilaiyila nama unde pinmatrom appadina adha endha nilaiyila nama unde aarambikkalam.
Okay, so then what happens at these final stages?
Inda kadaisi nilaiyila ottukku enna nadakkum?
So he explains that the devotee, he gets born in Vraja, in a material pastime, in the material world. Some cowherd woman is there and she gives birth, and then we have a child, and then he grows up and he participates in the pastimes. So when they get that spiritual form, then they go through higher stages like Sneha, Mam, Pranaya, Rag, Anuraga, Mahabhava. Of course they have gopi bodies, then they go through these higher stages.
So அந்த உயர்ந்த நிலையிலே அடையும் பொழுது அவங்க ஸ்னேகா மான் பிரணயா ராகா அனுராகா மகாபாவா இந்த மாதிரியான உயர்ந்த நிலைகள் எல்லாத்தையும் அடைவாங்க.
So these stages are not possible to experience as long as we have this material body.
இந்த பௌதிக சரீரம் இருக்கும் வரைக்கும் நம்மளால இந்த உயர்ந்த நிலைகளை அனுபவிக்க முடியாது.
So the devotee gets to prema and then he has to transfer into one of the universes where Krishna is having his pastimes, and there he gets born, then he the person can experience these higher things in their spiritual body.
Nama inda premayile arindhadukaprama bhaktar enna pananum appadinaaka endha oru prapanjathula Krishna leelaiyil panittirukkaravar andha bhaudhiyavulathula anga nama thondri inda aanmiya sarirathai patra appa inda uyirna nilaiyil ellathai nama vandu anubhavikka mudiyum.
And this is also their introduction to the spiritual world. Now they have a mother and father in the spiritual world.
Idu vandu namakku inda aanmiya ulagathirku oru arimugamaga irukkum.
In the spiritual world, of course, there is no birth there. So you can't get born to somebody in the spiritual world. But birth does happen within the pastimes, within the material world. This is Krishna is born, so the gopis are born, the cowherd people are all born there. So Vishwan Chakravarti ends this short work by saying that he emphasizes the fact that we do not give up all the rules.
Inga inda puthavathai mudikkumbodhu Vishwan Chakravarti edha kurippidara appadinaaka unmai solraanga nama endha oru satta thittangalum niragarikkiradhu kedaiyadhu.
And he quotes from the Bhagavad Gita.
Avaru vandhu Bhagavad Gita quote
and talks about people who give up all the rules, they're in tamagun.
அவங்க என்ன சொல்றாங்க இந்த எல்லா சடங்குகளையும் ஒரு கைவிட்டுட்டாங்க அப்படின்னாக்கா அவங்க வந்து தமோகுணத்துல இருக்காங்க அப்படின்னு சொல்றாங்க.
So therefore he says in Raganuga, one does not give up rules. There are scriptural rules and the devotee also follows those. And if he doesn't follow, then he creates disturbance.
இந்த ராகானுக பக்தியில ஒரு பக்தர் வந்து எல்லா விதமான சடங்குகளும் சாஸ்திரங்களை சொல்லப்பட்டக்கூடிய சடங்குகள் எல்லாத்தையுமே பின்பற்றுவார். அப்படி அவர் அதை பின்பற்றலாம் அப்படின்னாக்கா அவர் வந்து ஒரு பெரிய தொந்தரவை ஏற்படுத்துவார் அப்படின்னு சொல்றாரு.
So in general he says the path of Raganuga is difficult to attain.
பொதுவா என்ன சொல்லப்படுறதுனாக்கா இந்த ராகானுக பாதை அப்படிங்கிறது அடைவதற்கு ரொம்ப கடினமானது.
It requires obviously knowledge about Krishna, requires mercy of devotees, etc.
இதுக்கு என்ன நமக்கு தேவை அப்படின்னா கிருஷ்ணரை பற்றிய ஞானம் தேவை, பக்தருடைய கருணை தேவை.
But he says maybe the devotees can understand this path by this booklet.
அவர் என்ன சொல்றாரு இந்த புத்தகங்கள் மூலமாக பக்தர்கள் இந்த பாதையை புரிந்து கொள்ளலாம் அப்படின்னு.
So this is how he ends the work.
இந்த புத்தகத்தை இந்த விதத்துல அவர் முடிக்கிறார்.
Throughout the process of bhakti, right from vaidhi bhakti or sadhana bhakti up to the level of raganuga also, you said that chanting and hearing and sadhu sangha is important. What is the difference when we do sadhana and when we attain raganuga? What is the difference of these three aspects when we are doing it in sadhana and when we do it in
raganuga? Is sadhana, it's part of sadhana. Raganuga is sadhana. There's two types of sadhana, vaidhi, raganuga, they're both sadhana. Yeah. Well, they can do that. What does it mean?
Then
they have to do smaranam. Can they do the smaranam? So that means they have to meditate on serving Krishna in their siddha deha, etc. Can they do that? If they can do that, fine. But most people probably cannot do.
அதுக்கப்புறமா அவங்க வந்து அவங்களுடைய சித்த தேவத்துல கிருஷ்ணனுக்கு எப்படி சேவை செய்வோம் அப்படிங்கறது வந்து ஸ்மரணம் பண்ணணும்.
So Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sandarbha, he gives an alternative. If you cannot practice the full Raganuga, you can mix Raganuga and Vaidhi.
ஜீவ கோஸ்வாமி அவருடைய பக்தி சந்தர்ப்பத்தில் என்ன சொல்றாரு அப்படின்னாக்க, நீங்க முழுமையா ராகவன பக்தியை பயிற்சி செய்ய முடியல அப்படின்னு சொன்னாக்க, நீங்க வந்து ராகவன பக்தியும் வைதி பக்தியும் கலந்து செயல்படுத்தலாம் அப்படின்னு சொல்றாரு.
So you may not be able to do the smaranam part very nicely, but at least you can do the shravanam part and you can hear Bhagavatam more.
நீங்க வந்து இந்த ஸ்மரணம் பகுதியை வந்து ரொம்ப சரிவர செய்ய முடியாம இருக்கலாம், ஆனா நீங்க என்ன செய்யலாம்னா ஸ்ரவணம் அப்படிங்கிற பகுதியை நல்லா செய்யலாம். நீங்க பாகவதம் நல்லா கேளுங்க, நிறைய கேளுங்க.
So there's different ways in which we can approach Raganuga. We do partially or whatever, and until we become more qualified.
நாம இந்த ராகானுக அப்படிங்கறது அணுகிறதுக்கு வந்து பல வழிமுறைகள் இருக்குது. நாம வந்து ஒரு பகுதியாகவோ அதை இல்ல நாம அந்த தகுதியை பெறுற வரைக்கும் நம்ம தொடர்ச்சியா அதை பயிற்சி செய்துட்டே இருக்கிறதோ நம்ம செய்யலாம்.
Of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, at the end of Harinam Chintamani, he also talks about Raganuga. He talks about Ekadas Bhavas, the 11 things you get through the Siddha Pranali, etc. like that. And then he says you chant 64 rounds and this and that. So, very difficult for most people to follow that type of level.
So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur kuda inda Harinam Chintamani abingiradha pathinga appadinaka inda 11 vishayangal Siddha Pranali and mariyana vishayangal kuda ittu sodra sodra makkalukku adu vandu kadai pidikiradhu abingiradhu romba kadinama irukum.
Well, to join ISKCON, there has to be some sort of attraction for Krishna, first of all, and generally it's Krishna in Vrindavan, so at least that part of Raganuga, we're going in that direction because we're worshipping Krishna in Vrindavan. Our temples are not Dwarka Krishna, they're Krishna in Vrindavan.
So, ISKCON, if you want to say something about Krishna, you can say Krishna in Vrindavan, you can say Krishna in Vrindavan.
So within, even if we're doing Vaidhi Bhakti and temple worship and we're inspired by rules and regulations, in the Sampradaya in general, we have certain elements which are pointing towards Raganuga.
நாம வந்து இந்த வைதி சாதன பக்தி சட்ட திட்டங்கள் இதெல்லாத்தையும் ஏற்றுட்டு அதன் மூலமா செயல்பட்டாலும் கூட நம்மளுடைய பரம்பரையிலே பார்த்தோம் அப்படின்னாக்கா ராகானுகம் சம்பந்தப்படுத்தக்கூடிய விதத்துல சில விஷயங்கள் அமைக்கப்பட்டிருக்கிறது.
So one is the deities of Radha and Krishna. Or Krishna Balaram. And then we hear Bhagavatam.
அப்புறம் நாம வந்து பாகவதம் கேக்குறோம்.
Yeah. And we follow Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
And Mahaprabhu, of course, has got the mood of Radha. So implicit, just by following the Gaudiya Sampradaya, we have some elements of Raganuga automatically there. And we see even our deity worship, even though it is Vaidhi Bhakti because it's Pancharatra, it is not so much Vaidhi as we have in Sri Sampradaya or Madhva Sampradaya, which are very, very strict and rigid.
நாம வந்து இந்த விக்கிரக ஆராதனை அப்படிங்கிறது பஞ்சராத்திர வழிமுறைகளை அந்த இருக்கக்கூடிய சட்டத்திட்டங்களை மூலமா நம்ம வைதி முறையில பண்ணா கூட இதுல வந்து நாம ஸ்ரீ சம்பிரதாயமோ அல்லது மத்துவ சம்பிரதாயத்தில் இருக்கிற மாதிரி அதிகப்படியான சட்டத்திட்டங்களுக்கு உட்பட்டு நம்ம அதை செய்யறது கிடையாது.
So you'll see there in their menus for the deity have been fixed for thousands of years and you can't change anything in that menu. And similarly, the dressing is all very fixed. And similarly, the daily pujas and then the festivals, all very fixed according to certain rules.
அப்புறம் இந்த தினசரி ஆராதனைகள் அப்புறம் திருவிழாக்கள் இது எல்லாமே கூட நிர்ணயிக்கப்பட்டது.
Whereas in when we worship the deity, we make more cooking this and that and more things to it like this, and on festivals we have more items and things like this. And in winter time you have warmer clothes for the deity, summertime cooler clothes for the deities. So there is some, even within that Vaidhi Bhakti, there's some laxity and more spontaneity.
இதுல வந்து இந்த வைதி பக்தியாக இருந்தாலும் கூட அதுக்குள்ளேயே பின்னி பிணைக்கப்பட்டு சில ராகவன் பக்தனுடைய அம்சங்களும் கொடுக்கப்பட்டிருக்கிறது.
மகாராஜ், as said, sadhana determines result. We are following in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. So by following the sadhana, can we say that the ISKCON devotees will end up in Goloka Vrindavan and not in Aishwarya Goloka?
Well, yeah, but then they have to, if they follow, then the path of obviously Rupa Goswami is ultimately through Raganuga.
So, in a kelvi appadinaka, nama vandu Rupa Goswami pinpatri inda Vaidhi Savana Bhakti pinpatrom appadinaala, nama inda ISKCON kuda inda valimuraigalai appadiye pinpatrinom appdinu sonnaka, appa nama vandu Aishwarya Golokam illama Goloka Vrindavanathukku povanga appingiradhu kelvi.
But though the emphasis is upon Madhurya Rasa, not everyone may adopt Madhurya Rasa. There may be other rasas as well.
இதுல மாதுரிய ரசத்துக்கு ரொம்ப முக்கியத்துவம் கொடுக்கப்பட்டிருந்தாலும் கூட அழுத்தம் கொடுக்கப்பட்டிருந்தாலும் கூட எல்லாருமே அந்த மாதுரிய ரசத்துலதான் வந்து போய் சேரணும் அப்படிங்கிற அவசியம் இல்லை. சிலர் வேற ரசங்களையும் போய் சேரலாம்.
So in Bengal, for instance, Nityananda had followers like Abhiram Thakur, etc. They were actually considered to be cowherd boys in Vrindavan Leela. So they were in Sakya Rasa.
நித்யானந்த பிரபுடைய வழியில வரக்கூடிய அபிராம் தாக்கூர் போன்றவங்க எல்லாம் பாத்தீங்கன்னா இளைய சிறுவர்களாக கருதப்படுகிறார்கள். அது வந்து சாக்கிய ரசம்.
So one of the descendants in that line, I think third or fourth generation, wrote a book called Prayo Bhakti Rasarnava, the ocean of nectar of Sakya Rasa.
அந்த வழியில வரக்கூடிய மூன்றாவது நான்காவது வம்சாவளியில வந்த ஒருத்தர் வந்து ஒரு புத்தகம் எழுதியிருந்தார். என்ன அப்படின்னாக்கா சக்கிய ரசத்துல இருக்கக்கூடிய பக்தி ரசானந்த சிந்து அப்படின்னு சொல்லி
எழுதியிருந்தார். So in there he recommends you meditate on Krishna Balaram. And you choose a sakha like Sri Dama or Sudama and you follow after them. And then you end up with a cowherd boy body in the spiritual world. So that is also possible. Well, not necessary, but it's a general thing, and Vishwanath supports it. In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Gopakumar goes directly to Goloka, then he comes back to the material world, and then he goes back and forth between the two pastimes.
In this regard, I want to ask a question that Prabhupada, most of the time he says that even in this one lifetime we can go back to the spiritual world. Is this taking a birth in another or any other universal pastime of the Lord also means that we are taking a spiritual birth there?
It's spiritual also. There's no distinction between the prakata pastimes and prakata. Actually,
so
it's one, actually.
Yeah,
it's mean spiritual world. Actually, if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, then you'll see that even there, Krishna's covers, you have to follow the path of Raganuga, he says there. Same. We go Nishta, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava. So it goes through Vaidhi and it goes through Raghunuga, either way.
The Bhava Bhakta doesn't give up his Raghunuga thing, or he just...
No, the influence is there, but it's spontaneous, real spontaneous there, because he realizes Krishna. Even Vaidhi Bhakti becomes spontaneous, and he's no longer following rules and regulations. But the difference is that he realizes Krishna as God due to the Vaidhi Bhakti influence, and that continues into Prema.
More on preaching, specifically book distribution, and it's Karnavati is also still, book distribution is also following the path of Radhanabha. And many devotees, Western devotees, when they leave their body, they say like, ha, Prabhupada, like the pastimes come. So, by just preaching and then concentrating on that, can we be assured that we can go back to God?
Well, following the order of Guru is very, very powerful. And if we follow exactly, then we'll get results. But we may not go immediately. Generally, if we go back to Godhead, that means that we have to have prema to get there. It's not that you can go with, you know, nishta or whatever like that in the spiritual world. So one would have to attain that. If there's a sudden jump, it can take place, but that's usually through great mercy of a devotee or Krishna himself. But that's rare. So usually you go birth after birth until you get to prema. Then you go.
You mean to say that, Maharaj, then, though we follow the instructions of the spiritual master, as an individual we have to practice these higher stages within ourselves, though we do...
Generally, we have to do that.
Externally, we do the services what our spiritual master instructs,
yeah.
And internally we practice the higher stages.
Well, I suppose we can say the two are simultaneous, isn't it?
Maharaj,
when we talk about raghatmika bhaktas, do we refer to that nitya siddha devotees or?
Yeah, usually.
And then why do we differentiate that?
Between.
Instead of following nitya, we can directly say we have to follow the nitya siddha bhaktas. But
yeah.
We specifically say raghatmika bhaktas.
Oh, why we call raghatmika?
Yeah.
Mainly because. We have the word Raganuga, so we're following after the Ragatmaka Bhaktas, that's why it's called Raganuga. We could say Nityasiddhatmaka, Nityasiddhanuga. Okay, would it also be. But see, it's Raga is particularly from Vrindavan, Nityasiddhas could be in Goloka, they could be in Vaikuntha, they could be anywhere also. So Nityasiddha is a very general term again. So when we say Ragatmaka, definitely refers to Vrindavan. Vrindavan devotees. And it's not specific to Madhurya Rasa, it could be Sakya Rasa, Vatsalya, or anything there.
Ragatmika is specific to
Madhurya? No. All of them. Yeah. They all have Raga.
Maharaj Prabhupada, many times he mentions the word pure devotee.
Yeah.
Isn't devotee implicit that he's pure?
Well, we're practicing pure bhakti. We're supposed to be practicing pure bhakti in sadhana. That's Uttama Bhakti, the definition given in Nectar Devotion, also in this Bhakti Takva Vivek. So we practice sadhana with pure bhakti, Ani Abhilasha Shunya, etc. So then you're called a pure devotee.
Which means it is opposite pure devotees also.
Huh?
So we have to take the spirit of what Prabhupada is saying, following the scripture.
What's that?
I'm saying that Prabhupada is mentioning pure devotee.
Yeah.
Then is there an opposite also there, pseudo devotee? No.
Well, there's mixed devotion, and there's false devotees also. They may say they're a devotee, but they're a Mayavadi or something like that, or you know, something like that. There's that. Then there's mixed devotion. Huh? They may be practicing bhakti, but they also have material desires fulfilled. So, or the desire for liberation. So we again, Mr. Bhakti or Karma Mr. Bhakti. So that's not pure bhakti. But it's bhakti. It's a different type of bhakti. You develop it with the rasa, with your bhava.
It is not fixed for jiva as
a... Well, we can say well, maybe it's fixed by Krishna somehow or other, but we don't know. So we can't say.
The covering by the Yohmaya and the Prema for the Lord, how does it happen? The Shaktis themselves work or at the instance of the Lord it works?
Ultimately under the Lord, but they're very spontaneous sometimes, like Leela Shakti. It'll act on its own sometimes.
Vartma.
Raga Vartma, which means the path of Raga. Chandrika is little moon, like Pradipa or something like that. So it means the illumination of the path of Raga, Chandrika.
Maharaj,